Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, when I got up, the first thing I heard in my spirit was, "What matters to you?" And so I thought about that, and I thought, you know, maybe that's the poem you need to write today, is what matters to you. And so as I was clearing my space to write this poem, I ran across a scripture. And I looked at the scripture and I realized it was one that I shared last week. And then I realized it was one that really had a lot more meaning to me than I initially felt the first time that I shared it with you. And as I listened to the scripture again in my mind, I had this tear, kind of like a tear of reassurance that everything was okay. And it, you know, me, so then my thought was that that was where my writing should go for the morning. And so the scripture was really a thought that, you know, it told me that everything was okay. I was forgiven. God was not holding anything against me, you know, and it was reassuring because every once in a while I catch myself and I'm laughing at something maybe I shouldn't laugh at. And sometimes I might say something that maybe I shouldn't say. And I know better. But in the moment, sometimes, sometimes I get away from myself and it comes out before I let it go through my filter. And sometimes I need a little chuckle, but you know, it's not to say that I don't get convicted in my heart about the chuckle or, you know, maybe it's something that I've said. So as I was listening to the scripture, a tear came to my eye, and yeah, it was a reassurance that God knows my heart. And so the scripture was Ephesians 1:4-5. "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ." And so as I listened to that in my heart, I smiled and I felt that those words were for me. And that slowed me down for a minute and it helped me stop rushing around thinking about what I needed to do and it helped me stop thinking about what I needed to write about for what matters to me. So, you know, I think I shared before how not everything that comes into our mind is convicting us or saying this is exactly what you need to do. And so, you know, perhaps the thought that I had of what matters to you is something that I really need to sit with more so than create a poem about. But I'm going to write it down because I think that there is something deeper to that that I need to work with. And, you know, I shared with you about the poetry group that I enjoy, and that's become a bright spot for me. A couple of days a week, I know that I'll be among friends, and it's a good outlet for me. And so, as I'm thinking this through today, I wanted to let you know that if you run across a scripture that touches you in a special way, or, you know, comes back up for you again, maybe you're listening to a radio show or you're listening to a preacher and that scripture repeats again, and it's one that you already had in your heart or one that you've looked at but weren't sure where it fit in your world, sit with it for a moment and let it sink in. And you don't have to be extremely religious to do this. You can be someone who is spiritual, who just really wants a quiet moment and wants to understand something deeper. Because, you know, people are on so many different levels when it comes to where they are with God, and God meets them where they're at. Right? And so you have some people who are just beginning that walk, and then you have others who are there every day and therefore 24 hours a day, and then you have some who are in between, and all of those spaces are fine, because those are the spaces that you have with your Creator. And God knows our heart. You know, I've told you that before. No matter where you are, He meets you there. He loves you, and He lifts you, and He keeps you going. You just have to be willing to let Him do that. So as I was sitting here and I had that tear as I read those words, and I realized that God has chosen us, right? He has chosen His children to love, to cherish, to honor, support, and care for as if we are His. And so that, to me, is what I care about. And so I will be, you know, writing some poetry later on the day, but it allowed me to just think and to enjoy that moment, you know. And I wiped the tear away and I just thought, wow, that's a blessing. And so often people will say to me, you know, are you hearing your own words? I'm not sure what they're picking up from my spirit, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just write them down. I let them flow through me, and I let them create what God intends for them to create. And I may go back to it later on and go, wow, I wrote that? Did I write that? And sometimes I'm just writing in the spirit, and I'm just listening to what's flowing out of my heart, and I'm trying to make sure that I express it correctly and I don't miss the moment. And so, you know, when I could see better, I wrote all the time. There was just always something flowing through me. And sometimes I'd put together business plans. Sometimes I'd put together short stories, or just, you know, diaries. I loved writing diaries. And yeah, sometimes I don't always look at everything. I listen to it to make sure that it's clear. But when I'm listening to it, I'm listening to it to make sure that it's clear for someone else's ears. And often I'm putting forth that effort for others and not putting forth that effort for myself. And so, you know, I'm always trying to slow down, and that's what I'm going to do today. And it's nice to do that. It's nice to take in the Word of God and to take in the Word of others that God uses to help us see His intention for us and to help us understand our place in His life. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to remind you that wherever you are today in your journey with God, you're okay. And you might think you're supposed to be going one way, and you might find that another way suits you better, right? But, you know, just like with me today, the word was in my heart, what matters to you? And then that scripture said, you are His. You matter to Him. And so either of those two ways that I go today in my journey and my walk are going to be okay, because they both align with God. And so that's what I want to say to you, you know, to accept those moments as they are, as tender blessings from God. You know, I think that we are in tune with God 24 hours a day, and He uses our what's in our spirit to communicate with us in ways that we may not interpret them the first time that we get the message. And so, you know, just walk with the peace that you have in your heart today. You know, allow that smile to show and shine before the world. You know, allow the glow in your heart to lift you up as you uplift others in the name of God, because I believe that I'm not the only one who has a tendency to want to help others and sometimes forgets to help themselves. So, you know, send me a line. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know what's on your heart. If you have any questions, if you want us to cover a subject. Sometimes my voice is good and I like to record a couple of episodes in the same day. And that way, if I have a difficult day, then I can share something with you later. So don't feel like you're bothering us. Just send us what you want to hear, okay? We're going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Continue to allow God to speak to you in your heart, and be willing to accept His mercy and His grace. All right? Be well. Goodbye.